I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent. Once again, it's been a busy weekend in the Athletics world. Patsy McGonigal, 10 Donegal athletes they were in action for Ireland in the Masters yesterday. And the big question is, how did they fare out?
Well, in the end up, it was 8 athletes and out of the 10 because work commitments took Kieran Doherty out of the equation and a foot injury for Natasha Adams. But 8 athletes, all doing extremely well. Really, really positive performance from our master Donegal athletes. And I'll take it from top to bottom here as I have it. I mean, the best individual performance was Trita Doherty. She finished second to the English girl. And the overall race, you know, obviously the age categories are all combined and to a point. And yes, last year the big news was that Trita won this race. And the British took notice of her big time. But there was an English girl and we knew about her before we left Ireland that she was in good form. She ran a 33:40 10K about a couple of weeks ago. So it was always going to be between Teresa and this girl Longley from England. In the end, 11 seconds between Longley, who beat Teresa at the second. But a really, really strong performance from Teresa Doherty once again. And her team getting silver medals as well. Big, big performance as well from Claire McGuigan from the Lifford Man Club. She finished fifth overall. That's her best race ever at this level, obviously. And her team won. It was over 35s. They won. They beat the English, which is always a good thing because England have a serious depth of talent. And Helen McCready from the Rosses was on that team as well. So two Donegal out of the four there. And, you know, half of the Irish team basically that won and beat England there. Very, very positive. Another big performance from Dermot McIlcarra from Finn Valley. You know, he stood on the sidelines at the recent Donegal Senior Championships through sickness. And then he missed practically all of last year through injury and so on. And he'll be a seriously happy man as he makes his way back to Ballybofey this evening. And he was on a winning, and he scored on a winning Ireland team who had 11 points to spare over England, and that's always an exceptional story to beat England, as I say, for the very reason that they have serious depth through the sport in over there. Then we had Kay Byrne yet again, another brilliant performance, which has been running so well this last few weeks. So the Finn Valley girl continued, and she built on her performances of recent weeks to finish second in her age category, and her silver medal team was a bit of a boost for her as well. So she's back with two medals, an individual second and a team second silver. So well done on her. What else have we? Well, we have Eimear McGee. She finished fourth in the trial, you know, to make this team in her age category. She's a Rosses athlete. She got up to third best of the Irish on this occasion, and again, they got themselves into medals. So she'll be seriously happy with that, particularly with her improvement, and she's continuing to improve. We had Noreen Bonner, as she is now, of course. She was on the silver medal team, finishing third of the Irish. Again, she's very happy. I talked to her yesterday evening. Very, very pleased with her performance. You know, she took three laps and she really hammered it out for two. She just lost a wee bit of ground in the third lap, but she's very happy with her performance. What else have we? Well, Mark Connolly, he finished second Irish in his over 60 category. No luck for the team there. And Anthony Doherty from Milford, brilliant performance from him. You know, so excited to be on the team in his age category from the Milford Athletic Club. But he in the end, they're their team. They were fighting for bronze. And, you know, when you're fighting for bronze, sometimes it doesn't work out. But he'd be happy with being on the scoring Irish team. So that's Anthony Doherty. So that's the 8 athletes and good return. Good positive contribution indeed by Donegal athletes. So making their way home through Derry Airport this evening or this morning, they'll be well happy with that.
Okay, Patsy, and as well, today was the Remembrance 10K in Finn Valley. A great day, nice November weather for you, nice and cold, but huge crowds as per usual.
Yes, and you know, yes, I think it's 6th Remembrance 10K. Everything went off really, really, really beautifully. The weather, you know, sometimes this time of the year, frost can beat you, but no. Beautiful morning. Organisation, first class. The individual winner was Chris McGuinness from Foyle Valley Athletic Club, and the women's individual winner was, and he beat Danny Mooney, Little Kenny. Danny was second. And then we moved to the women's. That was a victory for Leonie Mullen, who's been continuing to run well. She's out of Finn Valley. She was on that Finn Valley team that won the Donegal Senior recently. And then we had Joanne McNabb, a PE teacher from the area here in Finn Valley, was second. So well done to her. Cara Doherty from Cairndonagh, he won the wheelchair. And you know, really big kudos to him. So that was it. About 620, 630 closed in at the end up. So it was a really, you know, such a lovely occasion, such a lovely event, and, you know, numbers of people turn out to acknowledge, and family and friends of people who are sadly have passed away, and you know, the wall of remembrance, and they sign the wall of remembrance, and they get photographs, and they're all together, and there's a family feel about it. It was a very good event, and it went off very well, and as I say, 600 plus, once again, a successful event.
And before I let you go, Patsy, looking forward to next weekend. What is on the athletics calendar?
Yes, in Dublin next weekend, and the sports campus there in Ireland, up in Blanchardstown, the national senior cross country. So we'll have to wait and see how that all, and some underage national championships as well. You know, I'm not all that hopeful about the Donegal clubs in the underage sector, but the Donegal county teams in the underage sector should bring back a few medals. And we'll have to wait and see how the Donegal senior men and women fare. But it'll be an interesting litmus test for the cross country scene at this moment in time at national level, as it is the national senior and inter-county. So let's see how Donegal do, and let's see how the various clubs do.
Okay, so Patsy, thanks very much as usual. Join us here on Highland Radio, Sunday Sport.